All right, I am Haggai Davis III, along with Haggai Davis II, and we'd like to welcome you to Tech Gumbo. Our show is a conversation about the past, present, and future of all things technology that we like to keep topical, interesting, and digestible. We want to thank our sponsor, Cardinal Capital, for making this possible. Cardinal Capital connects businesses to capital. It doesn't matter what business that you are in, Cardinal Capital has the resources all across the United States that are willing to help fund organizations of all sizes, life cycles, categories, and locations. Cardinal Capital works with you to craft the best commercial finance package for you to achieve your business goals. Whether you're looking to refinance current debt because of the new government programs and favorable interest rates, or finance new equipment, or maybe you're trying to acquire another business entirely, Cardinal Capital has the resources to make it happen. When lenders cannot do a loan, they seek out Cardinal Capital to help. The Cardinal Capital guys are easy to work with and fun to be around. Contact them today at 225-308-3700 or send them an email at info@cardinalcap.net, and they'll be happy to help you with your commercial finance needs.
So each week, we like to take a listener question from a listener who went to our website, techgumbo.net. They went over to the Question of the Week tab, and the question this week was, what happened to AT&T last week?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's something which a lot of people noticed because all of a sudden they could not call or text anyone.
A lot of people means people all the way from New York City to San Francisco and everything in between could not make an outbound phone call or receive an outbound phone call or even send a text message during that outage because an AT&T engineer supposedly was putting in some software. It was an update. It was not a malicious attack. There was no cyber security issues here. They were doing some upgrades and the upgrade did not go well.
This is already a tremendous failure on AT&T's part. It is good to know that this was not a cyber attack. There's no reason to believe that anything was malicious or targeted here. It was just stupidity. But that's not that much more reassuring. Whenever you are AT&T, one of the three largest nationwide cellular providers, you are essential, you are critical, and I expect you to have layers and layers of redundancy so you don't accidentally unplug yourself for 6 hours on a Monday morning.
Or even, let's say, run the software on test switches to make sure it doesn't bring down your nationwide network.
Oh, there's a dozen different things that should be done between whenever the first engineer types the keys and produces the code to whenever it actually goes live. You can run it in test environments. You could run it at different sites all over the country. So it's not everywhere at once. There are just so many things that can be done to build in safety, to build in redundancy, and it's pretty embarrassing that this happened to AT&T.
Now, one of the interesting things, because I happen to have one of those AT&T phones that was a mini brick there for a while, it had SOS written across the top of my phone.
So a lot of people saw that and reasonably panicked. They're like, why is my phone telling me SOS? And this is just a default message from the phone. What it is telling you is that you can still make emergency phone calls. It's not telling you that there actually is an emergency, but if there were to be an emergency, you're not holding just a brick.
And it really, you see that on your screen, SOS. And my thought was, this is not good. And then I started thinking about it. No, that's probably is that default. And that's what it, and looked it up. And sure enough, that's what it was all about. Now, if should this happen again, or if you have a cellular outage in your area, whether it's AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, whoever, you can always make a phone call using the Wi-Fi network at your house.
The Wi-Fi calling is definitely a great way to circumvent all this, that most of your phones are just computers at this point in time that can also talk to cell towers. And so much in the same way that you and I are right now doing this via a video conversation over Wi-Fi, your phone can also have video conversations over Wi-Fi.
If you're on an iPhone, go to your settings and make sure that your Wi-Fi calling is enabled. You can do the same thing on your Android. You don't have to port phone numbers or move anything. It's just a setting on your phone that allows you to use the Wi-Fi network instead of the cellular network to make a phone call.
And I think there's also a lot that can be done by the carrier in order to communicate better. Just a notification that pops up that says, hey, currently cellular calling is down. Please use the Wi-Fi service. If you still need to make an emergency phone call, 911 is available. I think just the simple message would have resolved a lot of confusion. And then whenever it comes back, another message, your service has returned. Please enjoy using AT&T. That's all they had to do. And instead, they did nothing and really kind of not a great place to be.
So if you want to submit a question, please go to our website. If we use your question, we will be happy to send you a Tech Gumbo mug. This week, we're going to do an interview. And Laura Rodriguez with Synomi is joining us. Laura, welcome to Tech Gumbo.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us a little bit about Synomi.
Absolutely. So my name is Laura Rodriguez. I am the partner account manager for Synomi. I have been in the channel now for about 7 years. I have worked in companies that provide cybersecurity, so VCSO, as well as XDR, EDR, MDR. I've also worked in the backup and disaster recovery as a service industry as well. And I basically work with all existing partners of Synomi, which also include General Informatics.
Just, you know, to give our listeners a bit of a step in here, you use some acronyms there. Could you define them for us? VCSO and some of the letters as well?
VCSO stands for Virtual Chief Information Security Officer. So I did work in backup and disaster recovery as a service. So that's DRAS. And then I also worked at another company that provided XDR, so extended detection and response, and MDR, which is managed detection and response.
And those two, the XDR and MDR, those are the artificial intelligence softwares that reside on the computers, and they look to see what's happening. And it's the next level of protection at the PC level, much more so than just an antivirus software running in the background. So Laura, let's kind of talk a little bit about Synomi. Give us some more product overview and what you guys are really known for.
Absolutely. So Synomi was founded in 2021. We have offices in the US, UK, and Israel. We're an Israeli company. So Synomi is a VCSO platform, so Virtual Chief Information Security Officer platform, that basically enables our partners, they could be MSPs, MSSPs, and consultants, to provide VCSO services at scale without actually scaling their existing resources. And the main reason I bring up our partners is that today, so we don't sell direct to end clients, we always sell through a partner.
So a company like a General Informatics that I work for, we're a Synomi partner. So your platform, your tool set is going to help General Informatics help our clients. That's the way that works.
Exactly.
And you mentioned the channel, you work in the channel. What that means for those of you not in the IT world, the channel is just all of the companies that provide services to companies like a General Informatics that do not sell directly to the end user.
Whenever you are providing these services to the MSPs or MSSPs, what are some of the main challenges that are attached to being the partner as opposed to the actual provider?
So I would say the main challenges that we see, at least amongst, like, you know, our partners, is the ability to scale without actually adding or straining their current resources. That's one of the biggest ones. Number two would be the knowledge and skill gap. So today it is hard to hire experienced security people. Basically, if we can do the same thing with one experienced person and the rest are a little bit more junior level, it will solve the problem because then they don't have as much knowledge about security and compliance, but can still help in that area. Number three would be the fact that VCSO work is normally extremely manual and time consuming. So if we can automate a large part of that, then basically our partners can do more with less.
What does it look like to automate a large portion of that manual work?
So our platform provides a lot of tools that will help kind of streamline this, including risk assessments, compliance assessments, easy cyber profile establishment, tailored security policies, as well as a remediation plan with all tasks included. Another thing to note is that knowledge is in our platform today from real-time CISOs. So there's no knowledge gap anymore for companies that do use Synomi. And then we are very structured. So we take our partners step by step through processes of VCs of work and help with onboarding new employees. And that cuts time by roughly around 80% to our partners.
So when you're working with a company like a General Informatics or any of the other managed security service providers around the country, those clients of ours, they're not going to actually know the Synomi name. They're not going to work with the Laura or with any of your engineers. They're going to be working with our guys, correct?
Exactly.
And that's one of the things that's really important is that the technicians who you work with, the engineers who come out and work on your businesses, for those listeners out there, you would still work with those guys or gals. It's not going to have to be a whole new transfer of knowledge and a new set of people. And this is where the bathroom is and the coffee pot's over there. It's the same people that you've been working with. Now they just have a whole lot better tool set to walk in and to really provide a lot more services that can better protect their businesses.
The way to kind of think about it is a General Informatics powered by Synomi.
And so you talked earlier about automating some of these services. Would you say that those are the key innovations? Would you say that Synomi does other things that are really groundbreaking? What the like core of the best parts of this product?
I would say that there are three pillars, the first one being structure. So we basically streamline the VCs of work through a structured process. So Synomi saves time and sets standards for processes and deliverables by simplifying key VCs of tasks and work processes. For example, risk and compliance assessments, like I mentioned before. We also have security policy creation built in. We have cyber posture reporting built in. We help with building remediation plans and ongoing management. Pillar two in regards to Synomi is our automation. So we are the only AI-driven automated VCSO platform today, and we help provide up to 70% reduction in manual VCSO work time. Pillar three is our unparalleled CISO knowledge and know-how. So we are modeled on the knowledge of some of the world's best CISOs. Synomi provides CISO level expertise at your fingertips.
You mentioned compliance in there. Let's talk a little bit about some of the ways that you can help some of our clients with. What are some of the ways that you guys would help the General Informatics clients or any other IT services companies clients with their struggle in when it comes to compliance? And what types of compliance do you work with specifically?
So currently in our platform today, we have about, I would say, 15 to 18 frameworks. We have currently, and I can list them off, we have CIS V8, we have CMMC level 1 and 2. We also have HIPAA, that is a big one for healthcare companies. We have GDPR, that's more of a European framework, Cyber Essentials, and there's a lot more out there that we have. But basically, after creating your cyber profile, which is we create it with an onboarding questionnaire and follow-up questionnaires, this all generates tasks. From there, we can help you become more compliant with any framework that you're looking to obtain. And we can create a full plan for you, show you how long it's going to take, and show you all of the tasks and controls that align.
Would it ever make sense to be compliant with multiple frameworks? Do they overlap? Are they mutually exclusive? Are there certain types of businesses which would naturally fall under multiple of them?
Yes. So one, absolutely. I would say multiple frameworks for multiple different types of companies would definitely apply. And they do overlap. So some tasks in our platform align to multiple frameworks. So if you complete a task and it aligns to multiple frameworks, then you're going to be closer to hitting multiple frameworks with that one task. But yes, I would say a lot of companies, specifically ISO, which we have in our platform, NIST, a lot of companies need CIS V8. But then there are certain frameworks where only specific companies need these, like GDPR, that's a European framework. So if someone in the US, they're not going to need to hit that framework. HIPAA is mainly for healthcare companies. And PCI would be any companies that basically obtain credit card information.
You mentioned NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technologies. That's a big one for a lot of companies. Do you have any kind of case studies or success stories with working with clients that you've helped so far?
We do. We have a partner that services diverse customers in North America. We basically help them transform their security services, providing significant value to clients within weeks. We help them cut risk assessment times by 60%, also boosted employee expertise and efficiency. They basically were offering a lot of different services to their clients, including assessments, SOC services, XDR and penetration testing, and they decided they wanted to start including vCISO services today. They were doing this extremely manually. They did this with emailing spreadsheets to conduct risk assessments, track security tasks, and monitor their client security posture, all from very manual. They ended up choosing Cynomi to help manage their vCISO services, and they basically went from doing five things that we help them with. With Cynomi, we help them with risk assessments, provide vCISO services, and upsell managed services once they actually found gaps that they found by using our platform. They now are able to achieve security and compliance implementation, and they went from 0 to 80% in weeks with us. We help them reduce risk assessment time by 60%, enhance recurring revenue with new vCISO line of business. We also help them boost employee expertise with our platform, increase client security and compliance posture, and also increase efficiency internally and allocate resources where needed.
That is what's happening right now. As things keep changing, keep evolving, one of the things that we talk about on this show is basically the competition between cybersecurity and the cyber criminals. How does Cynomi stay ahead of this?
Yeah, so we help improve processes, and every time there is a new regulation or threat, we update the platform with all relevant information that your customer would need. For example, GenAI, this brings risk to the table. And even though framework regulations aren't really mentioning this today, we do know that it's risky. So we ended up adding a GenAI policy to the platform. So now MSPs can follow it and be secure, as well as their clients. And then we also update the platform accordingly as well.
Can you talk a little bit about what are the security risks for GenAI? That's one of the topics that we talk about a lot on this show. And so we think about, you know, how do you use it well? And so how can a business think about what are the ways that it can protect itself when it's using generative AI? And what are the ways that it can protect itself from generative AI as well?
There's a lot of threats with GenAI. I mean, anyone can come in and pretend that they're you. With all everything today, whether it's texting, whether it's on the phone, voice, audio, all of that.
Laura, let's talk a little bit about where the future development and trends that Cynomi is going to have the biggest impact when helping a company like a General Informatics provide vCISO services to our clients.
So one, I would say more strict compliance requirements. There was just one release. So it was NIST CSF 2 earlier this week. So more strict compliance requirements. Number two would be supply chain risk for more SMB and mid-market companies. They will need to demonstrate that they are secured in order to do business with larger firms. And then difficulty getting insured, and companies will need to provide evidence to a better cyber hygiene. And all of these will accelerate the need for more advanced services like vCISO services.
So the business case for companies who are hearing about this is that ultimately a lot of industries will want the cybersecurity to be a guarantee. And so you may not necessarily be able to directly monetize your cybersecurity, but by showing that that increases your chances of winning contracts. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, you need a good cyber resilience. One, just in general, you don't want to get hacked, right? And actually, so within Cynomi's platform, we do have an area for risk analysis. And we're basically, our score is against four vectors of attack today, including data leakage, fraud, ransomware, and web defacement. And if you have better cyber resilience, you are less likely to get hacked or have any one of these vectors affect your business. A lot of larger companies now are requiring that, one, you have cyber insurance, and we can actually help with that too.
What's the big takeaway that you would want the listener to know about how Cynomi can help a General Informatics or whatever MSSP out there? What's that thing that the listener needs to know about you guys?
That we can help you find any sort of cybersecurity gaps or compliance gaps that you have. While working with a partner like General Informatics, they can help you become more compliant and have a better cyber resilience against many threats that are out there. And they could do this extremely quickly, help you create plans for short-term, mid-term, and long-term, and set goals with you.
Is Cynomi the type of company that, if you're a mom and pop bicycle shop, is that the type of company, or are you really more focused on enterprise level, SMB? Where's Cynomi's sweet spot?
We can work with a company that has one employee, and we can work with companies that have 10,000 employees. Everyone needs CISO-level expertise and security. It is something that every single day we use the internet, right? A lot of people work from home too. And it's something where you need to have cybersecurity, or there's a potential of getting hacked and having to pay a lot of money. And it takes a lot to get back up and running once you've actually been hacked or affected.
What are some ways that you might tailor the product slightly differently for that 1 to 5 person business versus that enterprise level business?
I honestly would say it's not that different, because every customer is going to be generating a unique cyber profile based off of our onboarding questionnaire. So we have our onboarding questionnaire. One, we start with our automated cyber profile. So this is the way that we build our unique cyber profile. We have our onboarding questionnaires. We have 18 to 20 questions. We also do scans. So we right now have 5 different scanning capabilities. We have 3 external, 2 internal that can check for vulnerabilities within your environment. And that's kind of how we get you at least up and running. From there, you will work with your partner to then create a short-term, mid-term, and long-term plan. And over, 6 months, 12 months, make sure that you close as many gaps as you can and hit certain frameworks, as well as become as cyber resilient as you can.
Laura Rodriguez with Synomia has been joining us. Laura, really appreciate you spending a few minutes here on Tech Gumbo. Any parting words you want to have for our guest?
I appreciate you having me on. Thank you very, very much. It is a pleasure being here. If anyone needs CISO services, maybe you could reach out to General Informatics for more information.
Oh, I like that plug. That was great. Well, Laura, yeah. Thank you very much for coming on the Tech Gumbo.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
And we want to thank General Informatics for sponsoring our show. General Informatics is an information technology firm with a mission. Visit us on the web at geninf.com. And if you enjoyed our show today, if you have some suggestions or want to submit a question, let us know by visiting our website, techgumbo.net. Thank you for listening to Tech Gumbo.